Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Feed us, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for another morning to be fed by you.
Amen.
Amen. We're on day 5 of the morning revival line. If we can all pull it out and read the title together. Ready? Singing. Amen. Saints, are you still hungry?
Amen.
Last night, a lot of people testified, I'm so full. That's good. We still hungry?
Amen.
Amen. Let's all read this first verse. I love this verse. Luke 1:53. The hungry he has filled with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. Oh, Lord. This morning, we want to be so hungry. I love this hymn that we sang because whoever wrote it was hungry, right? You could tell they were hungry. And when I sing this hymn, I always think of one word, and it starts with a D. I don't know if anyone else thinks of this word, but it's the attitude of whoever's singing this song. Desperate. Just desperate for the Lord. Lord, feed me. Give me to drink. You know, this along all the morning lines, we've had a lot of different ways to touch the Lord in the morning. But before any of those ways, we should realize that the Lord cares more for our attitude before Him when we come to His Word. It doesn't matter so much what way we take, whether we're calling on the Lord, pray reading, singing to Him. What matters is that we have an attitude that's desperate before Him. It says here, if you do read this, we must have in us an attitude of hunger and thirst for the Lord. Actually, this is how it is with many things in the Christian life. With studying the Word, the Lord cares more about you before He cares about how you study. Or if you're preaching the gospel, it doesn't matter so much what you say. It's you. And I think we've been impressed. But I love this song because I always think, Lord, make me so desperate. And it's really hard to sing this, actually, without a desperate attitude. How could you sing this? Just, feed me, Lord Jesus. You have to pick up a visual. Please pick up a visual that I picked up, a brother shared with me. If you have ever seen a nest of baby birds, I think I might have shared this before. Forgive me if I have, but has anyone seen a nest of baby birds waiting for their mother to come home? What do they look like? Everyone do it. It's not just open upward mouth. Their necks are extending toward the heavens, and their beaks are just wide open. You know, in Psalms it says, open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. Saints, we have to be this way with the Lord. When you sing this hymn, which I hope you will do this morning, or 8:12, there's another one suggested here, either one, I would recommend only singing these. Don't worry about the rest of the hymn. Just sing this stanza or stanza 8. And when you sing with this attitude, Lord, feed me.
Amen.
Feed me, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We should be so desperate before the Lord. You know, Jacob was one who wrestled with the Lord. And he said, what did he say to the Lord while he had him? I'm not going to let you go. I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. And have you ever said that to the Lord in the morning? Lord, I'm not leaving this stump until you give me yourself. And he may not give you a feeling, but he will give you himself. He's faithful. So you should challenge him. Lord, give me yourself. Praise the Lord. Well, we want to be desperate. And the last thing I'll share is another D word. It's not a good D word. It's distraction. A lot of times what keeps us from being desperate before him is just distraction. I know we all have distractions. I have tried having morning time everywhere here, I think this week, inside, outside, and everywhere you get distracted. Because literally anything can distract you. I was talking with Bobby last night, and we were just confessing some of our distractions. Like, what did you say? Like the fragments of the hairs in the carpet? Like the carpet strands? You just notice, like, some are going this way, some are going that way. And like that, you're just gone, you know? You're just gone. I noticed how all of a sudden, for the first time, I noticed how shiny my USB was that was hanging from my bag. It's like, that's really shiny. And like that, I was like, oh, it's gone, you know? There's a reason that some brothers, I don't know if you've seen this, some brothers are facing the wall in this training, and some are in the corner, you know? You might think that looks uncomfortable, but there's a reason for that. It's because they're desperate. We're going to be desperate to touch the Lord this morning. And you know, when we get distracted, it happens, but it's okay. Just say, Lord, I'm back. Here I am. Sorry, Lord. Where were we? Here I am. Lord Jesus, I love you. And he'll supply himself to you. So we should practice this. One thing before Bobby shares is, some things will help prevent you from having unnecessary distractions. And I feel like I also always share this, but proximity to others really helps distract you. Especially if you can hear them breathing. You shouldn't be that close to someone. Sometimes in certain countries, you have to do that. Like if you've ever gone to a training center in maybe Taiwan or Indonesia, they're can hear them right next to you, but we're not there. We have a whole parking deck with 6 floors, which I preach every college training. Go to the parking deck. There's so much space, and it's cool, and your voice reverberates, and you can just be alone and speak to the Lord, even at this volume. Even at this volume, you can cry out to the Lord. Say, feed me, Lord Jesus, to drink. Amen. You can be this morning, practice to be a baby bird with the Lord. Say, Lord, I want to feed on you. Try to use this hymn, especially the chorus. I think we all have it memorized by now, so we don't need to use our books. Just sing to the Lord, okay? And see what will happen as we sing to him.
Amen. I wanted to support something that actually you all have been sharing a lot this week. I was very touched by this, that when we come to the Lord in the morning, we should not be looking for a feeling, right? We should be looking for him. And actually, if you turn to the next page, page 10, I'm going to hijack this ministry portion because it really fits our burden. Look at that, Sarah, second paragraph. How about we read, like beginning with learn, all the way to facts. How about if we read that all together? Ready? Go. Learn to live not according to your feeling. Of course, your normal feeling help. But if you have a high fever, you may feel it is warm when it is not. If you want to be spiritual, do not behave according to your feeling. Do not let circumstances So what are those facts? Well, the Bible tells us In Philippians 4:5, the Lord is near. Doesn't matter how you feel. The fact is, He's there. He's near. He's near in time, and He's near in space. 2 Timothy 4:22 says, the Lord is with your spirit. Amen. You don't have to doubt that. He is with your spirit. Amen. And then Matthew 28:20, this verse, the Lord says, behold, I am with you even to the consummation of the age. That's the fact. Your feeling is a lie. If your feeling tells you anything different, it's a lie. And so to go off of what Mark was sharing, like when we come to the Lord in the morning, I feel like oftentimes, at least for myself, like that looking for a feeling, looking for a confirmation is like absolutely 100% the biggest blockage I have. It's like once you stand against that and insist on the reality that's in the Word and the reality that's in your spirit, Jehovah is near. Jehovah the Savior is in my spirit. Then the Lord has a way to begin to lead you further. The Spirit of reality has a way to guide you deeper into that reality, right? But I was really touched in John. You know, in John 5:39, the Lord says, "You search the Scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, but you're not willing to come to me." Excuse me. You're not willing to come to me that you may have life, right? They testify concerning me. You're not willing to come to me, right? We're coming to the Lord. And then in John 3, I believe it is. Either one or three, the Lord is revealed as the bridegroom, right? He who has the bride is the bridegroom. He must increase, I must decrease, right? And 2 Corinthians 10, we're betrothed, right, to one husband, Christ, right? So the Lord is our husband. Brothers, we got to get used to this. The Lord is our husband. He's our husband, our cover. He's our love, right? And this one is now the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:17, the Lord is the Spirit. Revelation 22, the Spirit and the Bride, implying that the Spirit is the husband. Say, come, right? So I'm going to just touch really briefly about pray reading the Word. Maybe just 2 minutes, right? When we come to pray read the Word, you know, there's all kinds of ways to do it. However you're comfortable, it's fine. But we need to first have the realization, my husband is in there. My husband is embodied there. This isn't just, it's not just a supplier. It's not just a helper. My husband is there. I got to get to him. It doesn't matter how long it takes. I got to get to my husband. If we have that attitude, I would say 80%, I'm just throwing out numbers, right? But as a large chunk of our frustration is taken care of. We have to be desperate to get to the Lord. So I would just say, you know, this is almost the 11th hour of the training, right? It's like we're almost done. If you don't feel like you've had a breakthrough, don't give up. Amen. The fact is, the Lord is near. Amen. The Lord is there, and he wants you even more than you want him. He wants you. He wants you to come to him. All right? So, In prayer reading word, just as one little practical help, I would like to point back to what Brother Pat shared earlier this week. It really does help to begin. Don't be so quick to offer up a prayer when you come to that verse. Just take some time and just chew over it, right? So say Luke 1:53 on page 9, right? The hungry. Oh, the hungry. Don't try and make that phrase into something. Don't just let it roll over you. Just let it wash over you. The hungry. Oh, the hungry. Lord Jesus, the hungry. And then maybe, doesn't necessarily have to be, maybe something would well up within you. Lord Jesus, I'm hungry. Lord, I need you this morning. Right? And just begin to muse and move through the verse in that way. Right? Let the Lord, as the Spirit of reality who's in that verse, guide you through that verse. Guide you into the reality of that verse. Amen. So maybe we'll just stop here. This is what we're going to do. We're going to break now, have some time to practice, and then at 8:45 we'll come back, and we'll have some announcements after that, okay? But go ahead and move quickly to wherever it is that you're going to go, and get to your husband.